This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, June 29th. Well, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I do want to remind everybody today's price action surge in the market, much of it seems to be related to the annual Russell realignment. So just so you know what's going on, Russell three times in June announced their first preliminary and then final proposed changes to their Russell indices. These indices will be updated after the close today. So any stock being added to the Russell indices is being, for lack of a better word, front run by other managers, okay? Or mutual fund managers and things like that. So what's happening is there's a lot of strength in some small mid-cap stocks that are naturally being added to these indices. Now, I've seen these annual Russell realignments before, and I just want you to know, effective tomorrow, after everything's been added, sometimes they have to consolidate a bit. But the Russell realignment's a big, big deal. And the reason they try to phase it in and give us hints of what they're doing is I remember in past years, literally the day of the Russell realignment was literally accounted for like half the gains during the year. So it's a big, big deal, okay? So that's causing a lot of strength in small mid-cap that will not be there tomorrow. So don't be surprised if some stocks start to consolidate. Of course, the 90-day ETF realignment, depending on the ETF, is done today or tomorrow. So we have that that's also a factor as well. You might also note that the Dow is stronger than NASDAQ right now, and that's because the 10-year Treasury is below 0.65. And I can't tell you how bullish it is. I mean, just a few weeks ago, it closed the week at 0.91. So that dramatic drop in the 10-year Treasury yield just fuels dividend investing, okay? And the Dow, of course, yields over four times the 10-year Treasury. The S&P yields over three times the 10-year Treasury. So yield-hungry investors continue to flock to the stock market. So that's a very good thing. It puts a good foundation under the market. The other thing is we had pending home sales announced today, and they were stunning. I mean, they couldn't have been better. Literally a record. So what's happening is there are people out there buying homes. There's a lot of flight to suburbia, even resort areas. A lot of people figure out, oh, I can work remotely. I don't have to live near a city center. So, you know, the real estate in and around Lake Tahoe, Park City, all those beautiful little mountain homes all over Colorado. A lot of that's very, very firm right now because there is literally people, if not buying second homes, just getting ready to spend more time in their vacation homes. So that's good news. Just a fascinating time we're in. So one last thing. We tend to rally in the July 4th weekend because we're happy. We're going into a holiday weekend, right? Well, we're going to have the payroll report on Thursday, and I do want to mention that it might not be that good, okay? The reason is there's going to be, everybody's going to be looking at why was the Labor Department 5.3 million higher than ADP in April? And I'm looking for a revision to that, okay? So that revision is going to be significant. Now, it looks like it's all related to independent contractors. For the first time ever, independent contractors were allowed to file for unemployment. You know, Uber drivers or other, what we call 1099 employees. I believe over 7.7 million filed and got unemployment benefits. And as they come off, it lowers, you know, the number of people getting collecting unemployment. And it looks like much of that April drop was probably related to independent contractors. I don't know that for certain. That's why I want to see if that number's revised, okay? And of course, we want to see what's happened to May payroll, okay? And we're also worried about June payroll because let's face it, because the coronavirus is spreading across America, the good news is the death rate keeps falling. The bad news is hospital stays in some big towns like Miami and Phoenix and Houston are all up. Even though the death rate is down, they're closing the bars, they're closing beaches, you know, I'm in Washoe County, Nevada right now. We have to wear a mask outside. When I get back to Palm Beach County, I have to wear a mask outside. So there's some states have actually gone back to more restrictive ways to deal to stop the spread of the coronavirus. So this is definitely a setback, and it definitely hurts the service sector. Definitely hurts travel, okay, and leisure industries. So there may be more layoffs there, or any some people that were furloughed might become more permanent. So we'll have to see what's happening. But the bottom line is the economic numbers continue to surprise us. And we get a lot of economic data that says we're in a V-shaped economic recovery. And that's what the stock market says. But a lot of us just have this eerie feeling it's going to be more of a U because of all the restrictions. It just depends where you live. You know, it's certain places are bouncing back faster than others. So fascinating environment we're in here. After the July 4th holiday weekend, do not be surprised if we have some consolidation. That's normal. But I'm going to be very excited starting around July 15th. That'll be the start of the second quarter announcement season. And for about 3 weeks, from the second half of July and the first week of August, I'm going to have wave after wave of good earnings. Now, just so you know, the good earnings come out early. Bad earnings tend to come out a little later. So from the second week of August into the first 2 weeks of September, there's going to be a five-week period there where I'm going to be unusually grumpy, okay? There's often seasonal weakness. Now, I predicted seasonal weakness last year, and it didn't happen. Also, seasonal weakness is not common in presidential election years because the candidates are running around sucking up to us. So we're just waiting for that suck-up phase to start, okay? So, but all I can tell you is that I'm going to have great earnings. I'm looking forward to the second quarter announcement season. This market has got more narrow, and money's chasing a few very, very good stocks right now. And a narrow market that's chasing the great fundamentals is ideal for me. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like these daily gyrations. At least today we have up volatility, thanks largely to the 90-day ETF realignment and the annual Russell realignment. But we're going to, you know, we got some surprises that might be in store. And your best defense as an investor is always going to be a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. So otherwise, enjoy the summertime. Enjoy the July 4th holiday weekend. And I'm going to enjoy the second quarter announcement season starting mid-July. I think we're well positioned. But, you know, we're still going to have some gyrations. The good news is, folks, money doesn't leave the market. It just goes from one sector to another. And today's just one of these days where everything's rallying. Especially a lot of the dividend stocks that are being celebrating the low 10-year treasury yield, and of course the stocks being added to the Russell indices. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody, and I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.